From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. OPEC and allied oil-producing countries decided earlier this week to pump more oil into the world economy amid hope that travel and demand for fuel will hold up despite the rapid spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The 23-member OPEC alliance, led by oil cartel member Saudi Arabia and non-member Russia, said it would add about 400,000 barrels per day in February, and then sticking with the plan to slowly restore cuts in output made during the depths of the pandemic. And what does that mean for Southeast New Mexico? I'll speak with oil and gas executives today and ask them about the impact it will make. Chavez County deputies responded to a shots-fired call early Wednesday morning in the 200 block of Avenue D. That's just west of Roswell. Early Wednesday morning, deputies responded to the 200 block of Avenue D, just west of Roswell, in reference to a drive-by shooting. Deputies arrived to a residence on Avenue D and noticed multiple gunshots to it. And while looking around, deputies located a male subject hiding under a truck just north of the victim's house. The male subject attempted to hide a revolver up under the carriage of the truck. The male subject came out from under the truck but refused to obey commands to put his hands behind his back. After a brief struggle with deputies, the male subject was arrested without incident. He was charged with resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. His name has not been released. Lovington police officer Gerardo Castañeda was awarded a letter of commendation for saving the life of an infant who was choking on water that he had drank in October of 2021.
All I can say is I was just doing my job. I mean, we're all trained to do this. It's not even about the award or anything. It's just the speech that she said. We're trying to have a baby for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're out here doing this work.
Yeah.
It's not even about the award or anything.
Police Chief David Miranda presented the award on Wednesday night.
But these things go on throughout the country every day by various law enforcement officers. It directly impacted this family, but it's just some recognition to the officer. We work in a very tough profession.
The infant has since fully recovered. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.